You're listening to the Queensland Country Comfort Hour podcast, brought to you by the Queensland Music Festival and ABC Local Radio Queensland.
Flick on the switch, give the radio power. Make sure the kids have had their shower. Tune on into the transmission tower. It's the Queensland Country Comfort Hour.
Hello, friends. I'm here, you're there, we're all together. Are you in Queensland? Are you comfortable? Do you have an hour up your sleeve? Of course you do. Welcome to the Queensland Country Comfort Hour. On tonight's show, you'll meet a man directly responsible for 30 Australian Olympic medals, a Macleay Island girl just back from New York City, and a Brisbane choir that truly has the power to transform. And as usual, another nail-biting episode of our radio play, The Search for a Queensland King. And now, please welcome your host, Brian Nankervis.
It's a Queensland Country Comfort Hour.
Thank you, Bruce. Welcome to the QPAC Theatre in Brisbane. I'm here once again with the Country Comfort Orchestra and the trusty nymphs. Hello, nymphs.
Hello.
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 And good evening to our radio listeners across the state. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, past and present, on which this meeting takes place. Let's begin with a much-loved go-between song, sung just for you by the lead singer of The Greats, Patience Hodgson. Ladies and gentlemen, patience. And if you've just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, out there in Radio Land, you're with the Queensland Country Comfort Hour, broadcasting tonight from QPAC Theatre in Brisbane. Patience has come over to the Country Comfort table. Now, a go-between song.
Of course.
Surely almost an anthem.
Yes, I think so. I mean, especially if you came tonight via the go-betweens bridge. I think most appropriate.
Yeah, and I believe that that song was once used in an advertisement for the Courier Mail, but I think they took out some of the more menacing lines, because there's a couple
there
are dark moments.
There are dark moments, and you know, there's a few dark moments in Queensland's history.
Yeah.
See, that's, you know, those two things together. But I like to imagine the bit that it says, this town is full of battered wives, as like battered, like fish. That's how I like to imagine it. Fish and chips, that's a very popular meal in Queensland.
Look, you're, of course, a Macleay Island girl.
Yes, I am. I do come from Macleay Island.
Anyone else from one of the islands?
Stradbroke. Yes.
Bribie. What was that one? Virgin. You're a long way. Now, your band, The Greats, Meteoric Rise, couple of very strong selling albums, and then you disappeared. The Macleay Island girl not only left the island, but left Brisbane, left Australia, and went to Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right. Little island girl over in, you know, the big island, Manhattan Island. But, yeah, I did. I went out to Brooklyn and just wrote the album over there and tried to get, you know, just, like, out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
Yes.
What about growing up on an island? See, what was that like? I mean, is there a sense of isolation there?
You know, I think that a lot of other teenagers would complain about living on the island when, you know, when I was there. But I couldn't. There was never a day that went by where I just couldn't get over it. I mean, true, it did take an hour and a half to get each way from school every day.
Where did you go to school?
Cleveland High School, so we had to get, you know, a bus and then a ferry, then two buses on the other side, and then do that every day, both ways. But every afternoon without fail, I would get home, get in my togs, and go to the beach until sunset. And I just don't think many other people get that opportunity growing up.
How wonderful.
It was truly just beautiful. I loved it over there.
Yeah. Now, look, you've got a brand new album out, The Greats.
Yes.
You're about to start touring. I just wanted to quickly ask, what is Brisbane, great music community?
A very small music community, and we're very tight. Mm. And I think we've got a lot of really talented musicians that probably just, you know, that we're all mixed up together, and I think,
Well, look, can I just say it's been delightful to have you on, kicking off the show so beautifully.
Thank you so much. It was really my pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patience Hodgson.
Thank you.
That's right. Tonight on Putting You on the Map, we're talking to Mick. Now, this is our segment where we ring someone in a far-flung place. Mick is the manager of Matilda Country Caravan Park in Winton. Yes, about 850 clicks west of Rockhampton. Let's see if we can make the... Well, that's the right noise. Are you there, Mick?
Yeah, hello, how are you going?
Very, very well. Could we say hi to Mick on the count of three? One, two, three.
Hi, Mick! Sounds like you've got a crowd there.
We've got a big mob here. Now, Mick, can you tell us what's happening in Winton at the moment?
In Winton, I've got two of Australia's champion bush parrots on in my shed tonight, entertaining about 100 people.
In your shed?
Yeah, in the caravan park. We have an entertainment shed. We've got two Australian champion bush poets, Melanie Hall and Susan Kikiri, and they do a duo show.
And I believe, you know, you've had the camel races, or are they coming?
No, they're on this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be a beam time out here, I can tell you.
What time should we arrive for the cattle races,
Mick? Oh, look, I reckon you'll want to get here early if you're coming, because Bully was washed out on the weekend, Badiri was washed out the week before that, and all the camels are coming here, all the riders, all the crowd. The world is going to be here.
Will you have enough caravan spaces for the world?
Oh, look, I'm just putting in the second floor now. We should be able to stock them up for a while.
And what else? What else is coming to the caravan park? Any other attractions?
Oh, look, Lou Bradley's supposed to show up. She's a country and western singer. She does a stint here for a month.
Yeah.
I've got Elvis Presley staying here in the caravan park at the moment.
I thought he left the planet in 1977.
Oh, no, no, he married a local girl. He moved to Winton on the Quiet. He does the odd sitting my shirt here once or twice a month and pays the rent.
Good on you, Mick. Let's say bye to Mick.
Bye, Mick.
Thank you, Mick. We've got the nymph standing by ready to sing, so we'll see you later, Mick.
All right, thanks very much for your time.
You're listening to the Queensland Country Comfort Hour, part of the 2011 Queensland Music Festival, on Evenings with Steve Austin, ABC Local Radio Queensland.
Bye.
The nymphs. The wonderful nymphs and their heavenly harmonies from the stage of Brisbane's QPAC Theatre, broadcasting to you in Radio Land.
Everyone loves an expert, they know more than me or you. Everyone loves an expert, they'll tell us what to do.
And as that short, sharp intro suggests, it's time to meet tonight's local expert, one of our great Commonwealth and Olympic Games swimming coaches, a man responsible for one of my favourite quotes, "Perspiration is the lather of success." Ladies and gentlemen, Laurie Lawrence.
Thank you. Thanks, Brian.
Laurie, welcome along, one of our great motivators. I just want to throw something at you, hypothetically. I've got a show to do. You know, the theatre's full. I'm lacking confidence. I'm lacking direction. I don't feel up to it. You see me in the corridor outside. What do you say to me?
Get into it, Brian. Go on.
I thought it might be a little less violent than that. No, let's imagine that, you know, I'm a delicate soul. What do you say to talk me in?
Brian, if you're not ready, if you haven't done the preparation,
yes,
nothing's going to help you, mate.
It's all about the preparation.
It's all about preparation.
Right.
About what happens before the show's ready to go. So if you're not prepared well, then you don't deserve to do well.
Oh. Well, that's not a bad way of looking at it. Were there certain athletes, certain swimmers, I suppose, in your time who simply couldn't prepare themselves? Or do you reckon everyone is capable of that preparation?
No, I've had some great talented athletes that I've coached that are talented human beings. And I mean, they've got everything going for them, but they weren't prepared to pay the price, to get ready.
Yep.
And if you don't do that, well, when you get out there to race, you're in trouble.
And is the price any higher for different sports? Like, the price for swimming, it's always struck me as, you know, 4 a.m. starts, the loneliness of the long-distance swimmer, if you like. Is swimming a tougher thing than others, or...?
Well, I would say that, because I'm involved in swimming, but I think whatever sport you're in, whether it be golf, whether it be cricket, whether it be swimming, there's certain skills that you have to do, but there's also the physical preparation. It's a marriage between mind and body, really. So you've got to prepare both. You've got to prepare your mind and you've got to prepare your body. And I think all sports are a little bit the same.
And what's the hardest to prepare, the mind or the body?
I think by preparing the body, in the process, you prepare the mind.
Yeah.
So if you do everything right, if you don't miss a truck... For example, John Seban, the year that he won the Olympic gold medal and beat 3 world record holders in the process, didn't miss a training session for 12 months. Leading in, never missed one training session, 5 o'clock in the morning, there in the afternoon. He was injured at times. If his leg was crook, he'd come in and he'd put what we call a pull boy between his legs, and then he'd just use his arms, just use upper body. If he was injured in the shoulder, he'd come in and he'd just get on a kickboard and away he'd go on the leg. So there's always something that you can do, and that's the sort of thing I like to talk to the young people about. Look, if you want to climb the ladder, if you want to get to the top, then you've got to pay the price, and that's it.
Of course. Now, look...
And that's life.
That's right. It's not just swimming.
No.
It's every single bit of life, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Now, look, you're putting back in. In 1988, you launched a Kids Alive drowning prevention campaign. And the bit that I loved was that you were telling me the other day that in the last year or so... There's a DVD that goes to every new mother or every mother.
Yeah, actually, I'll tell you what happened. The Kids Alive program is fantastic. I mean, since it started, drowning stats nationally have gone from 63 down to 35. But the biggest thing was that it's just stayed around about 30 for the last... since the year 2000. And so I was at an Australia Day barbecue and I saw Wayne Swan. He was there... having his breakfast on a garbage can, you know.
As you do.
The treasure of Australia out there in the garbage can. And I thought, I'll pounce. So I went over and said, Wayne, I'd like to come down and see you in Canberra about an idea I've got about saving kids' lives. Can I get your mobile number? So after the show, if you're interested.
Yeah, of course. Who says no to Laurie?
So anyway, I finished up down in Canberra. I said, look, I want to create a water safety DVD that will go to the parents of every newborn in Australia as a drowning prevention measure. Yeah. And that came to fruition through the federal government, and now it's out there and it goes into the bounty bag, the new mother's bag in the hospital. So that's probably one of the best things I've ever done in terms of water safety. And I'll be interested to see now, because it's been going now 2 years, just how the stats...
If the figures...
Yeah, how the stats go. This year. Well, so we'll know later on in the year whether it's being successful
well,
or not.
Well, it's a fine thing you're doing, Laurie.
So that's great.
Yeah.
And it's all back. Brian, would you mind if I recited a poem for you?
Would you like a poem from Laurie Lawrence? I have got my stage manager doing that, but let's have the poem. Let's finish with the poem.
Our island nation circled by great oceans, pounding free. Our abiding love of nation is as natural as the sea. We live by lakes and rivers, by billabong and stream. Why blue's the swag for the mighty rag of our great Australian dream. We swim for form and fitness, we swim for relaxation, for therapeutic purposes, for sport, for love of nation. We swim for tone and texture, to keep old man time on hold. But when rings and flames call forth our names, it's then we swim for gold. We pipe our precious water to keep it by our side, but in its bland and grand impoundments, young Aussie kids are dyed. They sparkle round our country like bright-eyed emerald jewels, but tiny crosses track the losses by the lanes of backyard pools. Keep kids alive, do the five. Mime the rhyme to survive, fence the fool, shut the gate. Or teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mate and learn how to resuscitate. Just focus for a moment on whom that lost child could have been. Bradman, Fred Hollows, a country western queen. The mother of a tribe of kids with Thorpe in their eyes. The father of a daughter who'd have claimed the Nobel Prize. Keep kids alive, do the five. Fence the pool, shut the gate. Or teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mate and learn how to resuscitate. So every child is precious. One death each week in Australia is one too many. And in that 7 days, a further 6 are maimed for life, brain damage. Is anybody listening? Hear this mantra, summer's running. Keep kids alive, do the five, this anthem should be drumming. Fence the pool. Shut the... Teach your kids to swim. Supervise. And learn how to... Oh, you're good, you're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laurie Lawrence.
Thank you. It's really great.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I tell you what, it's nice to have your breath taken away, isn't it? How about Laurie Lawrence? And how perfect that our next segment is poetry time. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Ladies and gentlemen, poetry time on the Country Comfort Hour, and tonight's winning poem, we put the call out, we said send in your poems under the vague title, What's So Great About the Sunshine State. We just had one fabulous poem. Here's another one. This was sent in by Tim McKee. It's called A State of Mind. My mate was up from Melbourne, so we sat and shared a beer and watched the rain fall out to sea, a real La Nina year. He said to me, what's with the hat? It's clouded over, mate. And where's the bloody sunshine in this so-called sunshine state? I slowly took a measured sip and said, now here's a fact. The sunshine in this state is stored right here beneath my hat. He looked at me and double-blinked. My point he clearly missed. He said, I think that hat's too tight. You sound a little pissed.
I took his hand and said to him as I gripped it, Queensland style, "It's the heat that's in this handshake, the warmth within this smile. The sun you see is part of me, etched in and deeply set. It lies within my weathered skin, bound up by salt and sweat. Search deeper still, let's talk a while, and pretty soon you'll find the countless waves and summer days that dance within my mind. So for a drunk, mistake me not, as the sun shines everywhere. It's the sparkle in the barmaid's eyes, the sun bleach in her hair. It's the yellow of my T-shirt, the sea blue of this hat, in contrast to your southern garb in 14 shades of black. We both looked back towards the sea. The scene, it seemed the same, but I saw sunny days ahead while he just watched the rain."
Listening to the Queensland Country Comfort Hour, part of the 2011 Queensland Music Festival, on Evenings with Steve Austin, ABC Local Radio, Queensland.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now to settle back and enjoy episode 4 of tonight's radio play.
The Search for a Queensland King, Episode 4. The story so far: Queensland is in the doldrums, becalmed because of floods and cyclones. It's been knocked down and it's got up again. Bing. To lift spirits and to lift spirits, an historic fourth state of origin match is to be held in Townsville.
Hooray!
But two hard men from New South Wales, Gus Gould and Sturlo, the little general, steal the statue of Queensland's greatest player, King Wally.
Ooh.
It seems all is lost until an international man of mystery flies into town.
"Hi, my name's Kevin Eleven. I'm from Queensland, and I'm here to help."
Kevin Eleven enlists the aid of a beautiful redhead called Julia, a nightclub chanteuse. The daring diva snatches the statue, but after a romantic duet with Sturlo, her loyalties are divided. She arranges a rendezvous at the Beat nightclub in Fortitude Valley. Under the big chandelier facing the photograph of the four white cockatoos.
"Geez, Gus, I never knew cockatoos wore sunglasses."
"There's a lot you don't know, Sturlo, like why Julia's playing for the other side. While I was searching for the statue in this club..." "Oh, avoid the men's toilets, by the way. I found out she's not from Bondi like she told us. I suspect she's a Queensland."
"Wow."
"Her roots might be in Queensland, Gus, but I trust her completely. She confided in me under the Story Bridge that she's an ex-Queenslander."
No, Sturlo. There's one thing everyone in New South Wales has got to learn, because if we don't, we'll never win the state of origin again. Queenslanders are like Catholics. There's no such thing as an ex-Queenslander. There's only lapsed Queenslanders."
"We're not about to lie.
As I was saying before that rude interruption, that's why the Morones yell out, 'Queenslander!' when their backs are against the wall. It lifts them every time."
"Well, why don't we do that?"
"What? Call out, 'New South Welshman, New South Welshman,' every time they're on our line? Turn it up, Sturlo. That's a whole extra syllable. We might as well call out, 'Volkswagen, Volkswagen.'"
"It's Julia!
Oh, look! Look! On the stage, Gus! It's Julia!"
"Thank you. Thank you."
"Oh, Gus, she's gorgeous! What a woman! I bet she sings that song tonight."
"Beautiful.
Bessie out. She needs milking. No, really. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds like we've got a cockroach in the cockatoo club tonight. Let's boo a blue. Boo! Now, it's time for a little quiz. And of course, as usual, the prize is a meat tray and a dinner for two with me at Club Illusions. Question number one. What do rugby league commentators mean when they say it's a hands-on head job? Yes.
That's when the players are completely buggered and they put both hands on top of their heads to suck the big ones in like this. Yeah. Oh, hyperventilating.
Oh, all right. I'll pay that. Question number two. Who came up with the rules of engagement in scrums? Crouch, touch, pause, engage. Yes?
Julia, that's not league, that's rugby union.
Oh, Sterler, how disappointing. I was hoping you would demonstrate it for me. Crouch, touch, pause, engage. Well, maybe you can explain this one. Question number three. Why do commentators always say the ball sails between the uprights right over the black dot?
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. That's where he's got to score. The crossbar has a black section on it to show the exact centre.
Well done, Sterlo. Now, if there are any double movements tonight or bounced balls or applying downward pressure, my touch judges here will put you on report. And then I'll take you to the sin bin.
Psst. Listeners, Julia knows that she has what Sterlo and Gus want. But could it be that Sterlo has what Julia wants? She strides confidently over. Our modern-day Matahari is playing a dangerous game.
I'm playing a dangerous game. Kevin 11 told me to be on my guard.
Who's Kevin 11?
Beats me. All I know is he pops up in every single episode and he's never, ever going to go away. And apparently, he's always here to help.
Well, what has this Kevin 11 got that I haven't? What has he offered you for the King Wally statue? I'm willing to be in a bidding war if that's what it takes.
Maybe I can see Kevin 11's bid and then raise it.
Oh, if you raise it, Sterlo, I'd like to see it.
Oh, crikey. But if you see it, Julia, I'd have to see you and raise it again.
Oh, you're so gorgeous, aren't you? Well, look, Kevin 11 has promised me a signed photograph of Jonathan Thurston in a wheelchair.
Oh, the North Queensland cowboy from Sunnybank. That's going to be hard to beat. Yeah. Let me see. I can offer you Billy Slater's commemorative Women of League Round jockstrap.
Slater could put his shoes under my bed any day. I'd love to stand next to him and see how big he is.
He'll probably find he's bigger than you imagine.
I don't know. I can imagine pretty big.
What about me, Julia? Remember? I'm the little general.
Well, of course you are. All right. It's a deal. I'll take you boys to that golden statue, but we'll have to go in your combi van. I parked my car in the Meyer Centre car park, and I can't find it.
This is the runway of Brisbane Airport. Why did you bring us the statue here?
Crikey!
Because Wally is a Queensland icon and this is an historic site of another Queensland icon. This is the site of Crib Island State School, where the Bee Gees were educated.
The Bee Gees? This isn't even an island. There's no school. It's a runway. This is a joke.
Remember, you're in Queensland now. We knocked down our heritage. Crib Island was a suburb of Brisbane, but it was only an island at high tide. The Bee Gees went to school there with all the worm diggers' daughters and lived at 20 Elmsley Street. But the government bulldozed the suburb off the map, including in all its memories, and wiped out all trace of where the Bee Gees lived.
Informative.
Thank you.
But why would they do all that, Julia?
I guess Brisbane just didn't want to be a big country town anymore.
Crikey! Julia, the Bee Gees are Queenslanders too?
Sterlo, if the Bee Gees were rugby league players, they'd all be wearing maroon. Now I finally understand why that statue of King Wally is so important to Queensland. It is a part of who we are.
Forget the politics, Julia. Where's the statue?
Over there, hidden in the scrub. Huh? Yep, keep going. Getting warmer. Getting warmer.
Where?
Bit further, keep going. Keep going.
Where?
Quick, Sturlo. Now's our chance.
What do you mean?
The statue's not here, Sturlo.
What?
Oh. I lied to Gus to get rid of him.
Crikey.
We've got to get out of here.
You and me?
If you don't come with me now, you'll regret it.
Oh.
Maybe not today or tomorrow, but soon. And for the rest of the footy season. What's it to be, Sturlo?
Oh, crikey.
Were you born in Toowoomba or not? Choose your state of origin.
Will Sturlo choose? Who will Sturlo choose? Julia or Gus? Is Julia more than a woman to Gus and Sturlo? Has Gus been fooled by Julia's jive talking? Are we pushing the Bee Gees references?
Staying alive.
Is this the end or the beginning of Queensland's chances in the historic state of origin in Townsville? Don't miss the thrilling climax. Tomorrow night, same time, same station, the search for a Queensland king.
You've been listening to The Search for a Queensland King. The part of Gus Gould was played by Andrew Buchanan. Bruce Spence played Sturlo, Kevin Eleven, and the narrator. Julia, the exotic dancer, was played by Julia Zamiro.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next act is a choir that started in 2009, whose members have experienced disadvantage in their communities. The choir gives opportunities that aren't usually available through mainstream music programs, such as recently singing for the Dalai Lama. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Transformers.
Tomorrow, well, I will be Jane, holding up your heart.
ladies and gentlemen, the Transformers. And up front, Kiri. Oh, if you could only see it. Listeners in Radio Land, look, I couldn't let the opportunity pass without just a couple of quick chats, and I'm speaking first to Peter. We like to call you the Silver Fox.
Actually, it's the Sly Fox.
Now, Peter, I just wanted to ask you, what does the Transformers Choir mean to you?
Oh, well, I think that particular song says it all. There are no limits. Yesterday, in fact, Brian, I was a daisy. Tonight, wow, we're all here, the concert hall, big crowd, and with Brian Nankervis, and we're having a ball.
Yeah. And of course, that song, it should be mentioned, written by Deb Conway.
The artistic director of the Queensland Music Festival. Fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you, Peter. Now, where is Amanda? Come on, Amanda, step to the front here. I want to ask you, you're a songwriter, and obviously you enjoy being part of the choir. Tell us about the songs you write.
I write to help myself heal. So sometimes I write songs about things that I see out that are happening that aren't very good. And most of the time I write about how I can look towards things that are beautiful and appreciate them. And it helps me heal a lot. And singing, any musical group that gets together and makes music seems to make my world a lot better.
Beautiful. Thank you. And lastly, Jane. Come on, Jane. Step into the limelight. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Good. I hope you're all enjoying the concert tonight.
Bravo. Now, you're an original member of this choir.
I definitely am. And it's the best thing I've done in many years.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of this group?
It makes... it's love. We're a big family. We love each other. We care about each other. If one person's hurting, then we hurt for them and we help them get better. For me, it's given me my life. Because before I had the choir, this is one of my highlights. I have two. One is my church, and this is my second one, the choir. If I didn't have them, I wouldn't have probably... I'd have a very quiet life.
Well, we're happy that you've got this choir.
If your mind is sharp and your tongue's not late, you're certain of your person and sure of the day. If you know everything about the Queensland state, it's quiz time.
That's right, it's quiz time, and to help me with this quiz, would you welcome back to the stage Julia Zemiro? Julia and I like to finish off the Country Comfort Hour with a quick little quiz, and on the right there we have Simon. That's very good. Brendan, of course. This morning you were Simon, but let's call you Brendan tonight. And I referred to him earlier as Cat Stevens, but it's actually Mark. That was good. Thank you, Mark. That was the appropriate moment to say your name. Oh, and of course...
Oh, look.
You see, Julia has been shopping. She likes to give a little prize to each of our winners.
Yes, and one of you tonight will go home with this, and you're that excited. This is a pair of salad servers decorated with, your common apple and your common orange, but then your pineapple, of course, which would be, of course, from the Queensland state. They are the salad servers of surprise.
All right, let's make a start. So we've only got five questions and a couple of little sound bites from Gentleman James Black. Julia, would you like to ask the first question?
Would I? What do the letters that make up the brand name Qantas stand for?
Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Service.
4 points to that man there.
1 point. Question two. The Mount Cutha Reserve contains more than 1,500 hectares of natural bushland, including J.C. Slaughter Falls, and, of course, it is home to television and radio transmission towers. Spell Mount Cutha. No. Spell, don't laugh.
Well, normally Mount Cutha is just MT, but if you could have MOUNTCOOTHA.
Oh, so close. Right. Goes to you, Mark.
Mount MT, COOTTHA.
Oh, but could you put something between the T of coot and the T of...
Hyphen.
Thank you very much, a hyphen. Scores a level.
If you don't know this one, it's a little bit embarrassing. Here we go. Which Brisbane band is so loved they've had a bridge named after them?
Yes.
Go-Betweens.
Correct.
Thank you, Mark. Into the microphone next time. 2-1. Name the tennis champion. Start again. What was tennis champion Rod Laver's nickname?
The Rockhampton Rocket.
Thank you very much. Scores a level. Julia.
I think his wife's just had a baby in the audience. Which one? Which one? This one. Here we go. What is the largest... No, sorry. Start again.
It's going well.
How many wines have you had? Two. What is the world's largest sand island?
That would be Fraser Island.
4 points to you, my friend.
So at this point, it's Brendan or Simon on 4, Mark on 1. 4-1. Mr. Black, please identify...
South Park.
South Park is correct.
South Park is correct.
You're a beauty.
By Primus.
By Primus. Oh, we might take points off for being a show-off. Last one, Mr. Black.
Yes.
Theme to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Correct. Julia, would you please hand over the salad servers? Oh, she's bowing low. Would you give the champ a hand? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid that's all we have time for tonight. But we will be back on the ABC broadcasting from the Arts Centre at the Gold Coast. Time to invite all our guests, patients, Laurie, out you come, onto the stage to join with the Transformers Choir singing our closing song, and we want you, the audience, to have a go and at home as well. The song is Beautiful, Beautiful Queensland. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
You have all read the beautiful story of the countries far over the sea.
From whence came our ancestors to establish this land of the free?
There are some folks who still like to travel to see what we have over there.
Sail up above on the skyways, and the beauty below you will charm.
White cotton, green forest, blue rivers, sugarcane fields and fruit trees that bend. You can look the world over and then you will say that Queensland has beauty to spare.
Grow. They're proud of our beautiful climate, where
Victorians are proud that they're here to stay.
It's great to be healthy and happy, and that seems to be our good faith. So let us all smile, for life is worthwhile. We live in this wonderful state.
With
listening to the Queensland Country Comfort Hour, a podcast from the Queensland Music Festival and ABC Local Radio Queensland.